Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mati and Hadassa Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're starting the shiur, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, near the bottom of the Amud. The Braisa says, Tan Rabban, Anus has Atzmai, Mufut has Atzmai, Lo Yisa, Vimnasa Nasui. There's an Isser for a Kohen Gadol to marry a Be'ula, even a Be'ula's Atzmai. So if the Kohen Gadol was Ma'anis or Mafata, a lady, he cannot marry her. But if he marries her, he could stay married. Nasa Nasui. Rashi explains, what's the Isser for the Kohen Gadol to marry a Be'ula's Atzmai? Rashi says, La Yisa Kohen Gadol, Dechsev, Besula Yikach. Beshasta Kuchim Tia Besula. It's a mitzvah, Deraisa, to marry a Besula. And from there, we learn out there's an Isser to marry a Be'ula. So a Kohen Gadol cannot marry even a Be'ula's Atzmai. So it's pretty clear in Rashi that there's an Isser Deraisa to marry a Be'ula's Atzmai. Now, if it's Asur Deraisa to marry Be'ula's Atzmai, why are you allowed to stay married with her after you married her? So the Gemara says a Svara, at the end of the Gemara, that Seifa Liyois Be'ula Tachtav, since anyway, when you married her, she would become a Be'ula Tachtav. So there's nothing wrong with staying married to someone when the whole issue is that she's a Be'ula, but since she's only a Be'ula from you, and every wife ends up being a Be'ula from you, so just like we say that by a Begeres, that you're allowed to stay married because every lady becomes a Begeres Tachtav, so too by Be'ula, since she would have been a Be'ula by you anyway, you're allowed to stay married. Now, according to Rashi, that we're dealing with an Isser Deraisa, this Svara must be Matir, an Isser Deraisa. And that's very hard to understand, because we all know that the Torah never gives dinim that are only l'chatchila, and b'diavad you don't have to keep the din. So if there's a din in the Torah that you're not allowed to marry a Be'ulas Atzmai, how could the halacha be that once you did it, you could stay? If you're not allowed to do it, that means you're not allowed to remain with her. That means b'diavad, you have to divorce her. If the Torah is allowing you to remain with her, that means the Torah is not bothered by you marrying such a lady. It means Be'ulas Atzmai is not included in the Isser of Besula Yikach V'loi Be'ula. So why is there an issue of marrying her in the first place? We could say, however, to explain Rashi, that we're not being matir the Isser b'diavad. It's not pshat that Torah is saying, if you already did it, you could remain married because you're already over. Rather, we're explaining the gather of the Isser. The Torah says, Besula Yikach V'loi Be'ula. So we could clarify, is the Isser in the marriage, in the kicha, we don't want you taking such a wife? Or is the Isser in the bia? We don't want you being bail such a lady. So we can say that the Svar of the Gemara, Seifa Liyais Be'ula Tachtav, says that since, anyway, she would be a Be'ula by you, so obviously there's nothing wrong with being bail a lady when she's a Be'ulas Atzmai. Every Kohen Gadol in the world is bail a lady that's a Be'ulas Atzmai. Rather, it must be, it's muchach, that the entire Isser is only not to marry her in the first place. The Isser is don't take her for your wife. But once you took her, you can remain with her.
However, there's a big problem with this approach. The Zecher Yitzchok, that's the Itzala Ponovitcher, in Simon Laman Aleph, he asks that if the point of Seif Aliyah's Be'ula Tachtav is just to tell us how to understand the guidelines of Besula Yikach, that the Isser is the Maisa Nesuin and not the Bia. So why is the halacha in the end of the Braisa that if you're Nasa Anusas Chaveroi Umefutas Chaveroi, the Braisa says Lo Yisa, Vim Nasa Reb Lozman Yaakov Oymer Havlat Chalol, Vacham Oymerim Havlat Kosher, they have a machlaikis if the child is a chalol or not. But l'kulei alma, you're not allowed to stay married. The question is, if what we're doing with the Svara of Seifa Liyos Be'ula Tachtav is proving the guidelines of the Isser, so we're proving that Besula Yikach V'loi Be'ula means don't make an assumption to such a lady, but we don't mind if you stay married to her and do Be'ois. So why is Be'ulas Acher different than Be'ulas Atzmai? Just like Be'ulas Atzmai is L'Yisa V'Nasa Nasa, the same halacha should apply by Be'ulas Acher. Now, before we try to answer Rashi, I'd just like to point out that the Tosef Yeshanim, on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, Ois Aleph, he actually argues on Rashi, and he holds that the entire Isser of Ba'ulas Atzmai is only an Isser Derabanan. And therefore, he would have a simple understanding of our Gemara. The entire Isser is an Isser Derabanan. Because when the Torah says, Besula Yikach, and we dash in V'lai Ba'ula, we only mean to Aser a Ba'ulas Acher. Ba'ulas Atzmai was never included. So therefore, Midaraisa, a Kohen Gadol, could marry a Ba'ulas Atzmai. The Rabbanon asked it, and they included it in the Isser of Besula V'loi Ba'ula. However, the Gemara says that since Seif Aliyah is Ba'ula Tachtov, that anyway she was going to be a Ba'ula under and during his marriage, therefore we never asked her, the Kohen Gadol, to stay married to her. Therefore the halacha is, La Yisa Fim Nasa Nasui. However, Ba'ula as Chaveray, the halach is going to be La Yisa, Vim Nasa, Eina Nasa, you can't stay married to her. Because there you have an Isser Deraisa, and the Isser Deraisa, like we pointed out before, Isser Deraisa are not only L'chadchila, rather, even with the Eved, you can't remain in such a Ostadika marriage. Therefore, if you marry a Ba'ulas Chavera, you'll have to divorce her. Only by Ba'ulas Atzmai, with the whole Isser, is only Midrabanan, therefore La Yisa, Vim Nasa, Nasui. The Gemara just needed the Svara and Seif Aliyah, Ba'ula Tachtav, to explain why the Rabbanan didn't want to make the halacha that Imnasa Einei Nasui. On that, the Gemara explained that since you're going to be a Ba'ula during this marriage anyway, therefore we let you stay married. Now, returning to Rashi, so we were asking that on a Deraisa, we never find an Isser L'chadchila Napadiyevet. So we're going to have to say that we're explaining the pasuk that the Isser is an Isser in the marriage and not an Isser in the Bia. Therefore, we asked, the halacha should be that even by Ba'ulas Chaveroi, the same halacha should apply that you're not allowed to marry, but if you went through with the marriage, you're allowed to stay. So the Zecher Yitzchak says a beautiful teretz that there are two separate psukim that deal with the pasuk of Besula and not a Ba'ula. Now, this part of the Zecher Yitzchak is actually a Ramban in Chumash, in Vayikra, Chaf Aleph, Yud Gimel. One pasuk is, Isha Bipsuleho Yikach, and we dash in from that pasuk that a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula and not a Ba'ula, and that's an Isser Aseh. And Rashi, throughout the Masechta, on Daf Chaf, and on Daf Lamed, he always brings down this pasuk of Isha Bipsuleho Yikach as the Makar that you're not allowed to marry a Ba'ula. But besides that pasuk, there's another pasuk. Ki im besula me amav yikach isha. The Ramban says in Chumash that besides the Isser Aseh, we have a regular mitzvah Aseh, like you have to put on tefillin, you have to sit in the sukkah, so too a Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula. There's a mitzvah, the araisa, for a Kohen Gadol to marry a besula. When a Kohen Gadol marries a besula, he is mekayim a mitzvah midi araisa. Besides the Isser Aseh, there's also a mitzvah Aseh. So the Zecher Yitzchak says the following pshat. He says, the mitzvahs aseh is a din in the marriage. There's a mitzvah, midaraisa, to do an asuin, to do a kicha, to a besula. The iser aseh is on the bia. The Torah did not want a Kohen Gadol being boyal and living together with a ba'ula. That's the iser aseh. The problem the Torah had is that you're living together with her. On that, the Gemara says as svara, Seifa liyois pa'ula tachtav. We said before, when you're coming to deal with deraisas, there's no such thing as lichatchila and b'diavad. Therefore, the Zecher Yitzchak says, the svara of the Gemara of Seifa liyois pa'ula tachtav is not only mati b'diavad, actually, it's going to take off the iser even lichatchila. There is no iser asay when you make a maisa nesuin to a besula, because there's a svara, which is on a deraisa level, and has deraisa power, to say the iser ba'ula does not apply to ba'ulas atzmai, because seifa liyois ba'ula tachtav. If so, you'll ask, why is it aser lechatchila? Why did the braisa say la'yisa? If we're saying that seifa liyois ba'ula tachtav is so strong, that it could even be mati lechatchila, why is the halacha la'yisa? On that he says that, besides the Isser Aseh, we also have a Mitzvah Aseh. And Enach Anami, you were an Iver the Isser Aseh, because since she was anyway going to be Ba'ula during your marriage, therefore that's not the Hakpada of the Torah, but the Mitzvah Aseh of marrying a Basula, you can't say you were Mekayim. The Torah said you should marry a Basula, and you didn't. So you're not allowed to go ahead and marry a Ba'ula, even in a case of Ba'ula's Atzmai, where you're not being over the Isser Aseh of marrying a Ba'ula, because since Seif Aliyah's Ba'ula Tachtav, so this is not the lady that Torah's Makbid on, but you can't say you're a Mekayim of the Mitzvah's Aseh, so you're a Mevatel of Mitzvah's Aseh. You didn't put on tefillin. The Torah said to do the Mitzvah's Aseh by marrying a Ba'ula, and you didn't marry a Ba'ula. Every time you don't marry a Ba'ula, you're a Mevatel of Aseh. But if that's the whole Isser, then there's nothing wrong with staying married to her. If you would be over a Isser Aseh with every Biyah, you wouldn't be allowed to stay married. But the Zeich is like saying that the Svara of Seif Aliyah is Ba'ula Tachtav takes off the Isser Aseh. All we have is a Mitzvah Aseh. So you didn't do the Mitzvah Aseh, but why should that say that you shouldn't stay married? So the Allah is La Yisa, then Nasa, Nasa. Now in essence, what the Zeich Yitzchak is doing is arguing on the Hanach of the question. The question was that on a Midaraisa, we never find a Chilik between Lechatchila and Bidiyevet. So we had to explain the reason why over here we're saying La Yisa, Vim Nasa, Nasa, has to be because we're figuring out from the Svara that the Geder and the guidelines of the Isser is not to make the Maisa Kicha and it's not an Isser on the Biyah. Therefore, we ask that by Bulas Chaveri also we should say the Isser is on the marriage and not in remaining married and doing Biyos. On that is answering, there's no such thing. That of course you learn Kipshutai, the Isser is on the Biyah. If the Isser is on the Biyah, why is the Halacha that I'm Nasan Nasui? The answer is Seif Aliyah's Bula Tachtav. If Seif Aliyah's Bula Tachtav, why can't you marry her in the first place? On that he's saying that Seif Aliyah's Bula Tachtav is mati you to marry her in the first place. The only reason you're not allowed to marry her in the first place is because of a different halacha. There's a mitzvah zaseh to marry a basula, and this lady is a ba'ula. And Seif Aliyah's Bula Tachtav doesn't make her into a basula. Enach Nami, it's not the ba'ula the Torah was makbid on, but it's still not a basula of the mitzvah zaseh. So Bekitzer, we cleared before, is the Isser and the Din of the Torah on the Kicha, on the marriage, or on the Biyah? According to the Zeicher Yitzchak, it depends. The Mitzvah Aseh is on the marriage, but the Isser Aseh is on the Biyah. Now, one can point out a beautiful Diyak in Rashi, which would fit very well with the Zeicher Yitzchak's trap. Rashi said, Lo Yisa Kain Gadol D'Chsiv B'Sula Yikach. That was the bottom Rashi and after the Testament base. The question is, why did Rashi bring this pasuk, which is the mitzvah zaseh, of marrying a besula? Rashi in Afchaf and Aflamid always brings the pasuk of Isha b'psula yikach, which is the makar of the Isser Aseh. According to the Zeich Yitzchak, it's beautiful. Rashi over here is explaining why La Yisa. Mitzad the pasuk of Isha b'psula yikach, which is the Isser Aseh, over here it's mutter. Over here, you don't have the Isser Aseh, because Seif Aliyah's Ba'ula Tachtav says there's no Isser Aseh on Ba'ula's Atzmai. The only problem, the only reason over here is La Yisa, Rashi says, is because of the mitzvah Aseh of Basula Yikach. And when you marry a Ba'ula's Atzmai, you're not doing Basula Yikach. Now, also, in this inyan of Seif Aliyah's Ba'ula Tachtav, there's a very important kasha from the Ritva. The Ritva asks that every Ba'ula's Chaveroi, we should also say, Seif Aliyah's Ba'ula Tachtav, since every Kohen Gadol, when he marries a lady, she's going to be a Ba'ula by him. So why are we only using that to be Matir? Ba'ula's Atzmai, we should use that Svara to be Matir Ba'ula's Chaveri Nami, that we should say, Imnasa Nasui. Now, one could say a simple answer, that Ba'ula's Atzmai is something that will also happen during your marriage. But Ba'ula's Chaveroi is not the type of thing that's going to happen in your marriage. Your marriage will produce Ba'ula's Atzmai, Ba'ula's Kohen Gadol. But if we understand Ba'ula's Chaveroi as a type of Biyah, that this lady underwent a Ba'ula's Chaveroi, then that never will happen during his marriage. He'll never do a Ba'ula's Chaveroi. So it's pretty clear in the Ritva that he doesn't understand like this. He understands that a Ba'ula is a Ba'ula. Someone that's a basula is someone that never had a bia done to her. Someone that's a ba'ula is someone that had a bia done to her. Therefore, the Ritva is asking that even Bulas Chaveroi should be mutter, that im nasa nasoi, because Saif Aliyah is Bula Tachtav. The Ritva answers that you only say the Svara of Saif Aliyah is Bula Tachtav when it's not a complete Gnai. His lashon is, She'in Gnai Shaloi Godol. There's no tremendous Gnai. It's not belittling for a Kohen Gadol to marry a Bu'ulas Atzmai. But when it's a Bu'ulas Chaveroi, there's a certain element of, you know, damaged goods that he's trying to marry. And there you're not going to say that since Saif Aliyah is Bu'ula Tachtov, so we're going to allow you to stay married to her. Now the Ritva doesn't explain exactly why this should play a role in the Svar of the Gemara. But the Chazon Ish, in Eben Ezer, Yudalid, Aishei, he's Masbir, and it might not be Pshar in the Ritva, because the Ritva is very sasum, but it could be the Ritva means like this also. The Chazon Ish says that by something that's not a Pagam, for example, a Begeris, there's nothing damaged about a Begeris. There's nothing belittling and shameful about marrying a Begeris. So in there we say, the Torah wants a Besula and not a Begeris. Obviously, there's something special about a Besula that a Begeris is missing, but that Hakpada is only on the marriage. There's nothing wrong with being boil her. The Torah doesn't want you to marry her. On that we'll say, Vimnasa Nasui, once you marry her, you can stay married. But on anything that's a Pagam and a Gnai, like an Amana or a Grusha or a Ba'ulas Chaveroi, these are all things that we consider a Gnai. On those things, it's more mustaver to say that the Hakpadas HaTorah is not to be boiler. So now we're going to say that Im Nasa, you have to divorce her, and you don't say the Halacha if Im Nasa, Nasui. Now, the Chazon Ish is clearly saying opposite. Now, the whole Zech Yitzchak's question, the Zech Yitzchak started off with a very fundamental Chakira, is the Isser on the marriage or on the Bia, and he asked that once you see that Ba'ulas Atzmai is an Isser on the marriage, we should say the same thing by Ba'ulas Chaveroi, and therefore he said his whole pshat, that this Tupsukim is an Isser Asay and a Mitzvah Asay. The Chazon Ish has no problem explaining the Pasuk as two different dinim. The Torah is saying Besula and not a Begeris. Also it's saying Besula and not a Ba'ula. On that the Chazon Ish says it depends. Any time the thing that we're being memayet is not Pagum, then the whole Isser is on the marriage. Anytime the thing that we're being memayet is pagum, for example, an amana or a ba'ulas chaveroi, therefore we'll say the isser is on the bia. And that's how he's explaining the chilek between a ba'ulas asma and a ba'ulas chaveroi. The Gemara continues, still in the bottom of Nun Tesnam Beis, Amrav Huna Amrav, Umaytzi Beget. Rav says that even though the Braisa said that it's usher to marry a ba'ulas atzmai, and if you do, you could remain married. On that, Rav says, even though we're saying you could remain married, but you have to be mitzi her beget. Now, Tosfos, Tevir Maskul She'enai, and the Samach Amar Aleph, he learns that Rav's din is only midrabanan. Midaraisa, you're allowed to stay married. Rav said that midrabanan, we want you to give her a get. And Tosfos proves it. Because if Rav was understanding that midaraisa, you have to give a get, that means that Im Nasa is not really Nasa. That means that you're not really allowed to stay married to her. You have to divorce her now. So why did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov only argue in the Sefer? In the Sefer, by Anusas Chaveroi and Mefutas Chaveroi, over there we find the Machlaikis that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds Havad Chol, Vacham Aymrim Havad Kosher. So Tosfos asks, if we're going to say that Rav's understanding the Braisa, that even by Anusas Atzmai and Mefutas Atzmai, that we say nasa nasoi, but there's a chiyuv midaraisa to divorce her, so such a marriage that has a chiyuv to divorce, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov should say havad chal over there also. Elamai, Tosfos proves that Rav's din is only midaraban. However, the Ramban on daf nun tes aman aleph, he understands that Rav's din is midaraisa. I, Tosfos' question, Tosfos asks that if Rav's din of Maitzi Beget is a din deraisa, that even though we're saying Bulas Atzmai is a Nasa Nasui, but you still have to give a get, so why didn't Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argue in the Reisha also and say that you're a Chol? On that, the Ramban says, a davar pella. He says, Rav understands the Gemara's Svara of Seifa Liyos Pa'ula Tachtav to this degree. That means the Gemara really asked a kash on Rav. How could Rav say, Umaytzi beget, v'harav Rav Yechonon d'amri tarvayu, that a begeris and mukas eitz, the halach is a nasa nasui, because Seifa Liyos begeris tachtav, the halach is that if you marry a begeris and mukas eitz, you're allowed to stay married, because anyhow, she would have became a begeris in the marriage. So the Gemara asked that who adin we should say by every bulas atzmai you should be allowed to remain married because seif aliyos bula tachtav. So how could Rav say it is a chiyuv to divorce her? Why don't we apply the halacha and the svara of seif aliyos bula tachtav? So it's clear in the Gemara that Rav does not hold of the svara of seif aliyos bula tachtav. Comes along the Ramban with a beautiful chiddush. Rav only doesn't agree to the Gemara Svara of Seifa Liyos Pa'ula Tachtav in regards that there's still a chiyuv to give a get. That means we're not going to say that you can remain married and we allow this marriage and you don't have to give a get based on the Svara of Seifa Liyos Pa'ula Tachtav, because Ein Achanami Seifa Liyos Pa'ula Tachtav, Balamaisa, you went ahead and married a Ba'ulas Atzmai, which is a Usur Dika marriage. So you went ahead and were over on the din of the Torah of Basula Yigach, you must divorce this lady. But you're not going to say that since you're right now in a relationship, which is Asim and HaTorah, the child is going to be a Chalol. To make a Chalol, you cannot say the child's a Chalol on any marriage where the Torah didn't really get bothered by this marriage. You see, Seif Elias Bula Tachtav, every marriage with a Kohen Gadol and his wife is a B'ulas Atzmai. And that type of marriage never bothered anybody. So if such a marriage doesn't bother anyone, it's not going to produce a chal. That means the Ramban is saying you split up the issue of the child being a chal and the chiyuv to divorce. The chiyuv to divorce her is not going to be saved by the Gemara's Svara of Seif Elias Bula Tachtav, because Ein Achanami Seif Elias Bula Tachtav, but we're still giving you a chiyuv gerushin anytime you're in a bad relationship. But when it comes to answering the children, we say, you're not going to be a chalol if this is the type of marriage that does not really bother us. Because of the svar of Seif Elias Bula Tachtav. So it's really hard to understand what exactly is the difference between the chiyuv gerushin and becoming a chalol. If we're saying you're not a chalol because this marriage doesn't bother us so much, so we really shouldn't have a chiyuv gerushin. And if there's a chiyuv gerushin because we're saying you were over on the Torah and this is a marriage that we don't like, if we don't like the marriage, the child could be a chol. So this Ramban is very difficult to understand. Now, we had a Gemara on Nafnun Tesam and Aleph, and understanding that Gemara is Tolui in the two Machlaikis Rishonim that we've said in this year. We started off with the Machlaikis Rashi and the Taisif Sishanim. If the halacha of the Braisa, that Pa'ulas Atzma is Loisa, is that the Raisa, like Rashi says, or is it only an Isser Midrabanon, like the Taisvus Yishanim says? And we also have this Machlaikis, Taisvus and the Ramban, if Rav's Halacha, of Sarach Loitziya Beget, is that a Din D'Araisa, or it's only a Din Midrabanon? Now the Gemara we're referring to is the bottom of Nuntesim Ralf. The Gemara says like this. It says in the Braisa, V'loi Siya Le'isha, Be'isha Haroya Loi, is it Din in the Torah, if you're Ma'ane someone, or Mefata, then you have a mitzvah deraisa to marry this lady. A chiyuv to marry the lady that you ma'anis. But we darshin, v'loisi l'isha, isha royaloi, this whole mitzvah only applies if the lady is ro'oi to the ma'anis. Prat la'amona l'kohen gadol, that if a kohen gadol is ma'anis and almona, since a kohen gadol cannot marry an almona, so the almona is not ro'oi to the kohen gadol, therefore we do not apply the halacha and the din of Eloi Sila Isha. On that, the Gemara asked, "My ear, Yomisham Amano, Tebik Leim Yishum Da Havalei Beula." If we're talking about the Yuma Aniser, so forget about the Isser that she's an Amano, Tebik Leim that she's a Beula. Why the Brisa say that you don't have to marry her because you have the Isser of Amano Lekayin Gadol? You have a more fundamental Isser. If you abail her, she's a Beula. The Halach is a Beula Zasto Kayin Gadol. So why did the Brayis only say that you're an Ismayit because you're an Amon al-Kayin Gadol? So the Gemara said it must be There's a Bia Shalaikidaka. That was the sugya earlier of Bia Shalaikidaka asks you to a kayin. Now the question we have to deal with is, what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara was asking, why are you saying that the issue is that she's an Amana L'Kayin Gadol? Typically, we have a more fundamental iser that she's a Ba'ula to a Kayin Gadol. Now, a Ba'ula to a Kayin Gadol is very controversial. What exactly are you over? According to the Taisus Yishanim, there's no iser deraisa for a Kayin Gadol to marry a Ba'ula's Atzmai. So what's the Gemara's question? That why are we saying it's usher based on the fact that you're an almana, tapiglay, that you're a bulas atzmai is mutamidaraisa, and we're dealing with a pasuk. We're dealing with the drasha of veloisil isha, b'isha royaloi. If we're dealing with a pasuk, and there's only an isher midrabanan to marry bulas atzmai, what's the Gemara's question? So the Taisus Yishanim has to learn, and he really says this on the Afnan Hayim Beis, and you find this svara in many Rishonim throughout Shas, that even an Isser Derabbanon will tell us that you're not Roy Midaraisa. Because the Torah said, you only have the mitzvah if she's Roy to you, if she's suitable to you, she fit for you. And if practically, I don't care why, let it be Deraisa, let it be Derabbanon. If at the end of the day, she's not Roy to you, if at the end of the day, there's a Din Derabbanon that you're not allowed to marry a Bulas Asmai, so she is not Roy to you, so the Gzeres HaKasev of Eloisi Leisha, Prat, Leisha, that's not right to you, would be Mamayit, this lady, because she's not right to you. Eina Chanami, she's only not right, Midrabanon, but practically, at the end of the day, she's not right. So even though it's only Midrabanon, it could be included in the Drasha of Eloisi Leisha, Prat Leisha, She'ene Royaloi. Now we'll go on to the other Shittes in the Rishayim. Rashi, we said, argues on the Taisus Tishanim. Rashi holds there's an Issa Midaraisa to marry Bulas Atzmai. The problem is that the Braisa said in Nasa Nasui that Enachnami, you shouldn't marry a Bulas Atzmai, but once you do, we allow you to remain married. So when we're dealing with the issue of Ru'uyoloi, we have to declare, do we say that a Kain Gadol to a Ulas Atzmai is an Isha Ruyaloi or Isha Sheni Ruyaloi? On one hand, he cannot go and marry her. But on the other hand, if he would marry her, he's allowed to stay married. So maybe this would be called a Kiyam of Isha Ruyaloi. So what's the Gemara's question? On the Afton Testament Aleph. That why are we asering based on the fact that you're an Almana? Why don't we aser based on the fact that you're a Ulas Atzmai? But if we'll say that a Ulas Atzmai, the fact that she's a Nasa Nasui is considered royaloi, so what's the Gemara's question? So Taisvis, Ksubas Daflamid, is Mechia from this question, that it's considered not royaloi from the fact that you can't go L'chatchila and do the marriage. And even though you are roy to the extent that if you get married, you're allowed to stay married, but since you can't go L'chatchila and get married, therefore you're not considered Isha royaloi. Therefore the Gemara asks, why do you need to ask her? Because she's an amana, typically, that she's ba'ulas atzmai, which is not considered royaloi. Now the Ramban, on Afnantes, has the clearest pshat. He's going to say that you're not roy at all. Because we said over before, the Ramban holds that Rav's din of Maitzi Beget is a din deraisa. And the Gemara on Afnantes Amar Aleph is going according to Rav. So according to the Ramban, this is a classic case of Isha that's not royaloi. You're not allowed to marry her, and if you do marry her, you have to divorce her. So the Ramban would gain that he'll have a simple reading of the Gemara in the Afton Testament Aleph. If we say there's an Isser Midaraisa to marry her, not like the Taisus Yishanim, and we say that according to Rav, there's a mitzvah deraisa and a chiv deraisa to divorce her, not like Taisus on Afsamach, then the Gemara in the Afton Tes doesn't need any chedushim. It's very simple. There's nothing right about this lady. You're not allowed to marry her, and if you do marry her, you have to divorce her. So we're coming out with three mahalchim to explain the Gemara in the Afton Tes. According to the Taisus Yishanim, the Isser of Bulas Asma is only with the Rabbanon, but even Isser the Rabbanon can be called an Isha that's not royaloi. According to Taisvis and Rashi, that there is an Isser deraisa, but there's no chiv to divorce her with the Raisa. Then we'll say that having an Isser to go L'chatchila and marry her even if the halacha is that if you do marry her be'isser, you're allowed to stay married, that's still called einay roi la midaraisa. But according to Ramban, one could say, since it's asr midaraisa to marry her, and if you do get married, there's a din deraisa that you have to divorce, and even though the braisa said it, imasa nasui, that once you married her, you could stay, but the Ramban points out, the Gemara in Afton test is going according to Rav. So the Gemara is saying a very simple thing. Why do you need almana, typically, that she's a ba'ula, and a ba'ula's atzmai has nothing right about her. You can't marry her, and if you do marry her, you have to divorce her. Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a braisa, Tanya, Pshim ben Yechoy Omer, Ki Yoyris Pchusum Ibash Alashan V'yam Echod, Ksheira L'Kahuna. If a kain wants to marry a Giyoyris that was in the Skyer before she was three, she's kosher l'kahuna, shenemar. Shem ben Yichai brings a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, v'kol ataf b'noshim asher l'yodu mishkav zocher hechiyu lachem. The pasuk says that after the Yidden captured Midian, all the young girls, all the taf, asher l'yodu mishkav zocher, and the Gemara brings down from Rafuna that it means that they're not roi to have a mishkav, that they're not three, they're not roi l'biyah yet. So all those nashim, hich yulachem, they should be for you. V'arei Pinchas imayim, one of the yidden is Pinchas, he's a kayin. And the Torah is clearly being matir, this taf, to Pinchas. So you see that a giyoris, p'chusim v'ashal shanim, is mutter to a kayin. V'rabbanon, the Rabbanon argue, they say la'avadim u'l'shvachos. Doesn't say in this pasuk that Pinchas was allowed to marry them. It just says, Hich yulachem, you shouldn't kill them. You should keep them alive and use them as avadim and shvachos. So we have a machlaikis, Shem ben Yichai, and the Rabbanon, if a kayin can marry a giyayris that was in the sky or less than three. Now what's the tzad to aser a giyayris p'chusim ibas shalishanim? So Rashi explains, k'shera l'kahuna, lo'i ma'achza kinan l'kizayna. The reason why Rav Shimon ben Yochai is matir because he does not consider her a zayna. We don't assume that she was mezana. That's a simple reading of Rashi. That the Rabbanon hold that a guy, all goyim ashtufei zima, they're always busy doing this. So we have a right to assume that any guy is probably mezana. So any giyiris is going to be considered a zayna. She's becheska zayna. So therefore they ask her even a giyiris less than three. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Rashi explains, he holds ksher l'kuna, loy ma'achza kinan lo kizayna. We're not going to treat her like a zayna. All the Rishonim ask on this Rashi, the Rashba, the Ritva, they ask three questions on Rashi. First of all, we know a Gemara, we just had it, Afnan Zayin and Mabez, that less than three is not a pia. And more so, that's Rav Huna's Sfarah three lines later, that be royally by Alakasim Adaber. How do we know the age three? Because we're talking about royally libayal. So we know that a bia under three is not considered a bia. So if a bia under three is not considered a bia, how could we say that an isha, even under three, we asked her because ma'achzakina l'kizayna, we assume she did bias. But she can't do a bia. So even if we assume she had a relationship with someone, that bia does not constitute a bia. So there's no way that she would get a shame zayna. That's the first question in the Rishonim. Now it happens to be, we've said over a few times from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, Simin Memvav, says over that we see from Rav Huna that Noshim Hamasulalai Zubazu, two Noshim that play around with each other, they're not doing Znus, but they do in Yonai Znus, they get a shame Zaina. So Rav Huna proves his big Yisayid, you don't need a shame Bia to become a Zaina. So really, we could say over here also that we don't need an actual Bia to be called a Zaina. But the other two questions of the Rishonim are harder to answer. Rishonim also ask, there's a Mefersha Gemara in Kedushin Daf Ayin Ches. The Gemara says the reason why a kain cannot marry Giyaris is because there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, Ki'im Besula Mizera Beis Yisrael. And it's clear in the Gemara, it has nothing to do with the Chashash Bia. There are three shittas in the Gemara over there. There's one man that holds that both parents have to be Yisraelim. If either parent is a ger, then even though the child, the girl that we're dealing with, is totally born as a Yisraelis, but since her father, like one man you need both parents to be Yisraelim, like one man you go after the father. They all learn out from this pasuk of Besulis Mizera Beis Yisrael. They argue how much do you need to be called Mizera Beis Yisrael. But it's clear in that Gemara that there's no issue of her being Mizana. She's a regular Yisrael. And still we have a tzad to ask her because you're not Mekayim the pasuk of Kiyim Besulis Mizera Beis Yisrael. So we see clearly it has nothing to do with the fact that she might be Mizana. Rather, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel that a Kayin cannot marry a Geiris. And there's a machlokes tanaim. How far do we go to say that you can't marry geiris? Is that only the actual girl that's megayir, or even a bas geirim, or only someone that's born from both parents that are Yisrael? But clearly nothing to do with being bayil. And the third kasha the Ritva asks is that it's very not likely that a girl, even a guy, less than three, would be shtufei bezima. That we would have a right to assume, according to the Rabbanon, that she must be a Zayna, because she for sure did a Bia. Even if we'll say that Gayim are very frequently doing Znus, but under three, it's hard to understand that we'll say that she must have done a Znus. Therefore, the Ritva says, not like Rashi, the Yisayda Shaila here, between the Rabbanon and the Rishim and Yichai, is not a Machlaikis if we have a right to assume that she was Mazana. Rather, the Machlaikis is there an Isser deraisa mikayach the pasuk in Yechezkel that we just mentioned? It says ki im besulais mizera beis Yisrael, that you could only marry someone that's mizera beis Yisrael. You can't marry a geiris. Rav Shimon Yechai holds you cannot take that pasuk literally because he has a pasuk of echalatav benoshim, and it says hichyu lachem v'arei pinchas imayim. So we have a clear pasuk that a geiris less than three could marry a kayin. So obviously, the pasuk in Yechezkel is for other things. The Rabbanon say Hachil Chem means Lavad Meshvachais, and therefore they do take the pasuk in Yechezkel seriously. Now, the question is, the Ritva asks, if you tell me it's Midaraisa from that pasuk, but that pasuk is in Yechezkel, how could it be Daraisa? So he says, a mostly we find throughout Shas, that it's Daraisa, and Asi Yechezkel v'asmachei akra, that before Yechezkel, it was already Midiraisa. It was already a halacha l'moshe Sinai that a kohen has to marry a Yisraelis and not a Geiris. And it was never written anywhere in the Torah. Like all halacha l'moshe Sinai, it's just a Messiah given over generation to generation, these dinei deraisa. Until Yechezkel Mabuzi came around and he wrote it down in a pasuk. So we should have it in written form. But it's avada deraisa because the halacha applied even before Yechezkel. On that, the Ritva asks, if that's the setup, that it's a halacha Moshe Mesinai, and Yechezkel wrote it down, then he's bothered because this pasuk is actually talking about a kohen gadol. And if Yechezkel's point over here is to bring down the halacha that a kohen could only marry a Yisraelis and a kohen cannot marry a geiris, why is this halacha brought down by Yechezkel in regards to a kohen gadol? If the whole point is to be an asmachta, a mekar for us in the Nevi'im, for this halacha Moshe Mesinai, then how could it be by a kohen gadol if we're going to use this halacha even for a kohen hedyot? Now, it happens to be, there's a rivet in Isurei Bia, Perek Yud Ches, halacha Lamed Gimel, that he holds, it's midivrei Kabbalah. That means all the Ritva is doing is he didn't like Rashi. Rashi's saying that the reason why a Geiris Pchusim Ibas Gimel is Aser is because of Chashash Nuz. On that we have many kashas that it's not Mistaver to Aser less than three based on Chashash Nuz. So the Ritva jumped, oh, it must be Deraisa from the Pasuk by Yechezkel. You could say, to get out of the issues that the Ritva had with Rashi, just say that it's Midrabanon, it's Midirei Kabbalah. That Yechezkel brings down a halacha. We find many halachas that when it's chadish, midivrei Kabbalah, like Mikra Megillah, that the Nevi'im instituted a mitzvah, and it's maybe more chashiv than a regular mitzvah in the Rabbanon, because we have psukim in Ksuvim that say these halachas, and the makar is from Yechezkel that a kohen cannot marry a geiris. And the machlokes of Shimon Yechai and the Rabbanon is how to teach the pasuk in Yechezkel, but who said it has to be the Raisa? Now, this would not answer the Ritva's Kasha that the Psukim are referring to a Kohen Gadol. So even if it's only Medivrei Kabbalah, you would have the same question that why is the Divrei Kabbalah written in a way that we're referring to a Kohen Gadol if this is the Makar for the Din Derabanan to Aser Igyaris to a Kohen. So the Ritva says his final pshat, and he says the Isser is an Isser Deraisa because the Igyaris is included in the Pasuk of Zayna. We know there's an Isser in the Torah, Amana Grusha V'Zayna L'Yikach, a Kohen cannot marry a Zayna. So, Kipshuta, we assume that a Zayna means someone that did a Bia with someone that's Aser to her, and that makes her a Zayna, and later Belazar, Evi Pani Abba Pnuya might be called a Zayna. But the Zayna means a lady that's Mufkar, Mukteshes Luznus, she's a Zayna. The Chiddush of Giyaris is that a Giyaris could also be a Zayna. The Mishnah on the Samach Aleph says, Ein Zayna El Giyaris Meshachreres Vishanivolo Bilas Nus. A Zayna is a Giyaris, a Meshachreres, and someone that did his Nus. So the Ritva says that you see from this Mishnah that besides for someone that did a Bias Nus, you could also be a Zayna if you're a Giyaris and Meshachreres. And the reasoning of this halacha is like Taisva says in the Samach Aleph, Devei Maschol Ein. Taisva says, Afil Nisgaira, Pchusa mi Baska Moshanim, Asura mi Tam Zayna, Vitaima, the reason is, Lafisha Ba min Oivde Kechavim, you were born from Goyim, Hashtufim Bezima. Since you were born from parents that are Shatif Bezima, they're totally enveloped in Znus, therefore their children are considered Zaynim. That means Taisvis and the Ritva are learning a tremendous eye-opening approach to what a Zayna is. Till now, we always learned that a Zayna is someone that actually was Mizana. And since she was Mafker Atzma, therefore, we give her a name tag, she's a Zayna. But the Ritva and Taisvis are learning in this Mishnah that Ein Zayna Elagiyaris, that to be a Zayna doesn't have to be that you were Mizana. Rather, any person that's Mafkeras Atzma and is Shatif Bezima and is open to such a world of Znus, so she's in the world of availability to Znus, such a person is called a Zayna. Now, there's two ways to be Mufker L'Znus. Either if you're actually Mizana, so you're a person that's Mafkeras Atzma, Makdeshes Atzma, you're open and available to have a life of Znus, but also you can be born from Shetufei Zima. Shetufei Zima are Goyim that their entire life outlook is a life of Znus. Therefore, they are Zaynim and their children are Zaynim. They're born in a world of openness to Znus. And they have no Akpada to only be Bayol their Nashim. Such people are Shetufei Zima and they're a Zayna Bechefsa and their children are Zayna Bechefsa even if they weren't Mizana. So the Ritva says that according to this, it's easier to understand the Pasuk in Yechezkel. Because since there's a Pasuk in the Torah, it says Zayna L'Yikach, which we're saying includes a Giyaris, because a Giyaris is also a Zayna, because the parents are Shetufei Zima. Therefore, the Pasuk in Yechezkel is nothing more than a Remez. That since it's not Mefurish in the Torah, that Zayna is including a Giyaris, so we give a sign in the Divrei of Yechezkel to show us, to be merames, there's such a halacha. So on that, the Ritva is not bothered that the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol, because the Pasuk is not coming to teach us the halacha, it's just a remez that there is such a halacha. In other words, in his first pshat, that he said it's the Raisa, because you have a halacha l'mesh m'sinai, and Yechezkel is coming to teach us and write down the halacha, then he had a question that Yechezkel is talking about a Kohen Gadol, and the halacha is by a Kohen Hedya. But now that he came to this conclusion that the Deraisa is Zayna L'Yikach, so all Yechezkel is doing is showing a sign that there's such a halacha, so there the Ritva is not bothered that Yechezkel is talking about a Kohen Gadol and not a Kohen Hedyot. So we have three pshatim in understanding the Machlaikis of Shimon Yechai and the Rabbanon. Simple reading of Rashi would seem they're arguing if we're worried that a Bia was done. The next pshat in the Ritva was that there's a halacha mashem Sinai that we're arguing about, and the final pshat ritva is that we're arguing about the taitch of the word zayna in the Torah. Does zayna include a giyaris pchusim baskim oshanim or not? Now, in regards to Rashi, all Rashi said in our sugya was sheru l'kahuna lo yimag zakinan la kizayna. We don't consider her a zayna. So we assumed that why would you consider someone a zayna? Oh, it must be that Rashi holds that we're assuming she did a bia. On that, there were many questions. That less than three is not a bia, and what's the chances that she did a bia? But now that we came to this realization in the Ritva that you could be a zayna without doing a bia, so maybe we can learn Rashi leimach zakin lo kizayna means we don't treat her like a zayna. The machlokes of Shimon Yichai. And the Rabbanan is, do we treat her like a Zayin or not? We know there's a Mishnah, according to Ritva, that a Giyaris is a Zayin without doing a Biyah. So Rav Shimon Yichai and the Rabbanan are arguing, do we treat a Giyaris, Chusim Baskim Oshanim, like a Zayin? And that's how the Magen Mishnah says. The Magen Mishnah says that Rashi is like the Ritva, that you do not need a Biyah to be a Zayin. However, the Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish, Samach Vav, Ois Tezayin, he asked on the Magen Mishnah from the Rashi on that Mishnah that the Ritva was talking about. On that line of the Mishnah, Ein Zayna El Giyaris Umeshachrares, Rashi says, on the Samach Alef Omen Aleph, De Bias Akum Ve'eved Pasla. The reason why a Giyaris and Umeshachrares are considered Zaynim is because Bias Akum Ve'eved Pasla, the Bias that they did before they were Megayer, passel them. Clearly, the reason that you're a Zayna is because of the Bia. So the Minchas Chinuch says, we're back to all the questions on Rashi. You can't say that Rashi holds like the Ritva that you don't need a Bia. Rashi clearly says in the Samach Aleph, you do need a Bia. So Hadra, all the Kushis Laduchta. First of all, the Gemara and Kedushin had a Pasuk. Second of all, Bia, Pchusim, Bas Gimel is nothing. Third of all, what's the chances that under Gimel you did a Bia? So the Minchas Chinuch is a beautiful Teretz. He's really arguing the Magen Mishnah. Like the Magen Mishnah is learning that Rashi at the end of the day holds like the Ritva and you never need a Bia. The Minchas Chinuch says no. Minchas Chinuch says like this, that there are two inyanim that we have to deal with. We said over before that the Ravid holds that the entire Ister of Giyaris, Pchusi Mas Gimel, is only Divrei Kabbalah. It's not a Deraisa, it's only Midrabanan. So when we're dealing with the issue of are you Aser or Mutter, which is the Machlokes of Shimon Yichai and the Rabbanan, Rashi holds like the Ravid that even without a Bia, there's a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Ki Yim Besulais Mizera Beis Yisrael, which is on the level of Divrei Kabbalah, which would Aser even without a Bia, so Giyaris Pchusim Bas Gimel is Aser based on that Pasuk. Rashi in the Mishnah, that seems to say you need a bia, there we're dealing with Zayna Amur B'Tayra. The Mishnah said like this. The Tanakhama said, La Yisa Islandis, a Kayin Hedya should not marry an Islandis, Shehi Zayna Amur B'Tayra, because an Islandis is considered a Zayna. V'acham Mayrim, no, Ein Zayna El Giyaris, Mishachrares, V'shenivala Bilas Nus. The Zayna Amur B'Tayra is only a Giyaris and a Mishachrares, or a Bias Nus. On that Rashi says, the Zayna Amur B'Tayra, you want to say a Giyaris and Mishachreres, a Zayna Amur B'Tayra? That's only because Bias Akim Ve'evet Pasla, because we have a right to assume that you did a Bia. So Rashi in the Mishnah is saying that a Giyaris over three, and she's Raya L'Bia, she's a Zayna Amur B'Tayra, because over there you have a Bia. When Rashi in the Afsamach HaMabei says that a Giyaris Pchusim Askim Ozasar, because Loi Maksakinulak is Zayna, and it's mashma that according to the Rabbanan, you are Magzakinu Lakizayna, even though you don't have a Bia. That's all for the din of the Rabbanan, the Divrei Kabbalah of the Ravid. The Yecheskel is telling us a new Isser of Kiyim Besulais Mizera Beis Yisrael. That Isser, you don't need a Bia for. That's Rashi and Samach HaMabeis. But Rashi and Samach Alef and Aleph is talking about the Isser Deraisa. For the Isser Deraisa, over there you need an actual Bia. So the Magen Mishnah is learning Rashi like the Ritva, that you do not need a Bia and you're a Zayna Midaraisa, And Mechas Chinuch is arguing, he has a Rashi and Samach Aleph and Aleph, that for the Yisrael D'Araisa, you do need a Biyah. So how does he learn Samach and Beis? Over there, that you don't need a Biyah, that's because Rashi's learning, like the Ravid, that there's an Yisrael D'Rabbanan even without a Biyah. So, because the Mechas Chinuch has two Yisurim you have to always deal with. The Yisrael D'Rabbanan and the Yisrael D'Araisa. The Yisrael Zayin and D'Araisa needs a Biyah, according to Rashi. Not like the Ritva and Tosfos hold, at the end of the day, that you could be a Zayna without a Biyah. Rashi holds for the Zayna Amur B'Tayra, you need a Biyah. However, even according to Rashi, you could have an Issa without a Biyah. That's Rav Shimon Yechai's and the Rabbanan's argument. And that is an Issa the Rabbanan to Rekabala from Yecheskel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.